Chapter 7. I'm not just a tree, by the way. I'm a home, a community. Folks nest on my branches, burrow between my roots, lay eggs on my leaves. And then there are my hollows. Tree hollows, holes in a trunk or branch, are not uncommon, especially in trees like me, who've been around a while. Hollows can be small enough for tiny salt and pepper chickadees or a family of deer mice. Or they can be quite large, big enough for an open-minded bear. Of course, I'm a city tree. We don't get a lot of bears around here, unless they're of the teddy bear variety. But I've hosted more than my share of raccoons, foxes, skunks, opossums, and mice. One year I was home to a lovely and exceedingly polite porcupine family. I've even sheltered a person. Long story. I have lots of those stored up, by the way. A squirrel hoards acorns. Hollows happen for many reasons. Woodpeckers, fallen branches, lightning, disease, burrowing insects. In my case, I have three hollows. Two medium-sized ones were made by woodpeckers. The largest one happened when I was quite young. I lost a large branch that was weakened by wet snow during a nor'easter. It was a big wound, slow to heal, and my spring leafing that year was paltry, my fall color pale, and frankly, embarrassing. But eventually the hole healed, widened with the help of insects, and now, about 4 feet off the ground, I have a deep oval hollow. Hollows offer protection from the elements, a secure spot to sleep, and to stash your belongings. They're a safe place. Hollows are proof that something bad can become something good with enough time and care and hope. Being at home to others isn't always easy. Sometimes I feel like an apartment complex with too many residents. Residents who don't always get along. Still, we make it work. There's a lot of give and take in nature. Woodpeckers hammer at my trunk, but they also eat annoying pests. Grass cools the earth, but it also bickers with me over water. Every spring brings new residents, old friends, and more chances for compromise. This spring, in particular, has seen quite the baby boom. Currently, I am home to owl nesting, baby opossums, and tiny raccoons. I am also visited regularly by the skunk, kits who live underneath the front porch of a nearby house. This is unprecedented. Never have I sheltered so many babies. It just doesn't happen. Animals like space. They like their own territory. Normally there would be arguing, perhaps even a stolen nest or a midnight battle. And certainly there have been some disagreements, but I've made it clear that eating your neighbors will not be allowed while I'm in charge. Me, I don't feel crowded at all having so much company. Making others feel safe is a fine way to spend your days.